Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lessons of the Universal Family.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Higher than a fantasy. Only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
And welcome to this week's broadcast of Lessons of the Universal Family. Hi, my name is Kim, and thank you so much for joining me. Today is Thursday, December 28th, and I'm so very, very grateful, and thank you so much for being here. And Gabriella is here, too. Hi, Gabby. You know what time it is. The music you just heard was Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys, and it is available on iTunes. And thank you for listening to the Galactic U Radio Network. And if you like our content, please make sure you go to the homepage here at Blog Talk Radio and follow us. Or you can visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sierra-Nablina. And you'll find a few of these links that I'm mentioning here at the bottom of the page here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also follow us at our website at www.galacticu.com or visit our Facebook fan page and like us at the Galactic University. Of course, you can also follow me on my Facebook profile page at Kim Hicks or like my fan page at Lessons of the Universal Family. Remember, when you hit the follow button here on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to get updates on all of our upcoming programs. I highly recommend you check out MRA on Sunday nights. We have Don Daniels, author of Evolution Through Contact, Becoming a Cosmic Citizen. His show's on Monday nights. And then we have Debbie Solaris, Traveling Through the Stargate. And her show is on alternating Tuesdays. I do believe our shows do start at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern, but you'll want to check your local time zone to make sure. And we all love to take your calls, and you do that by dialing 646-478-3085. And remember to press the number 1 to be put into the queue to ask your questions. Now, remember, I'm really not able to take your calls until after the transmission is complete this evening. I do appreciate your patience, but I do love to take your calls and answer any questions that you might have. We also have extensive archives for all the Galactic U Radio Network shows, of course, including mine. So if you can't catch us live, be sure to check out our archives because there is a wealth of information there and you can listen at any time. I always like to put out a shout out to my girlfriend, Norma. She's on the other side of the continent. She loves to program me while she's traveling, and that's how she catches up on all my archive shows whenever she takes a road trip. And yes, Gabriella, you are on the air. My Gabby girl. Yes, you guys, you can't believe it, but I did get the animals back. I also want to put a special shout out to all the wonderful well-wishers. Merry Christmas to all. I know last week's show I wasn't feeling very good, and I'm really sorry I had to cut it so short so abruptly. But thank you, everyone, for all your sweet, loving comments I receive each week. And yes, you do make a difference in the world, and thank you for joining me along this journey. The replay for this show is posted almost immediately after our broadcast ends. So if you come in late or miss any part of this show, use the same link to access anything you missed or to listen again. And once again, I like to thank Sierra Nablina and the Galactic U Radio Network family who have been so kind and gracious to me, allowing me this avenue of expression through this show, Lessons of the Universal Family, here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you can catch me live every Thursday. I can't say that it's going to be from 6 p.m. Pacific time anymore or 9 p.m. Eastern, but you can always dial in by dialing 646-478-3085. And just remember to press the number 1 to be put into the queue. Gabriella, And of course, you can always catch me in the archives anytime. Whenever I receive light energy or information or downloads, I get the opportunity to interpret this energy to the best of my soul's experience. As I grow in my experiences and wisdom, the information evolves as well. So another way to say this is that the universal energy notes that I put out to the universe through this broadcast and through blog transcripts, and as we grow and evolve, so does the message. The universal energy notes that I cover each week are just that. They're not really my predictions. They are just my interpretation of the universal energy that is out there and how this energy affects all of us. I always find it amazing when I do take your calls. I have usually, I usually have already answered your questions in the notes. So if I do take your call this evening, I'm always going to encourage you to go back and to either read the blog transcripts or to listen to the notes again, because there's always a message in there for you, and it is only for you to find the meaning or to interpret the message for your own unique soul's journey. The universal energy notes are live and growing because they do evolve. That's because if you're listening live or catch me on the replay, their energy has been embedded into the message. Sometimes we don't hear the message until we're ready to, or until our soul is ready to hear the message. That's why you can come back and listen again, and you might hear something completely different. That's because probably and hopefully you're in a different place and hopefully have a better understanding or experience. It is my intention that the show is here to help assist to create your own unique path and aha moments. It is my intention that these notes help you think about or assist you in navigating the energies that surround you, that surround us, that surround our planet, our galaxy, and our universes, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And I always request from spirit that it is with the best and highest good for all concerned. And so it is. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm very excited to bring this broadcast to you this evening. And so it's a lovely evening here in the Sedona area of Arizona, where I'm broadcasting from. And I thank you so much for listening to the last show that we're going to produce here in 2017. It's been quite a year. And I thank you, all of you, for joining me along this journey. For those that have been listening for all these years, January will be the end of my third year and the beginning of my fourth season. And you've all been so kind to me, and know that I wouldn't have made it this far without you. And especially all those that have supported me this year through my GoFundMe page and through my life challenges. Lessons of the Universal Family is my passion, and I am a triple Gemini, and I've been brought to this planet to communicate, to talk about ancient teachings. I've had contactee experience from a very early age, and I have worked with spirit on all levels. I have seen miracles happen in places that you wouldn't imagine, and I've seen just about everything when it comes to working in other realms. I do understand that we chose our path before we arrive in this vehicle that we call our body. I understand I did graduate in my last lifetime as Beatrice Moses Hinkle. I worked with Carl Jung and created psychology as we know it today. I wrote a book called Recreating the Individual, which I think about rewriting sometimes in this lifetime, but every time I try, it's so boring to me. And that's really because it's a past life. I spent years trying to understand why I brought in full knowledge from past lives. None of my other friends growing up came in with full knowledge or experienced contact with star beings. And all my childhood, I pretty much just wanted to be normal. I found out later that I had a suicide clause built into my soul contract, and it helped me to understand other human choices of staying or leaving this plane of existence. I do know we do not die, and we just take on other forms, such as spirit. We all have parallel lives and live on more than one plane at a time, and in one or more reality at a time. I think Jamie Sam's book, Dancing the Dream, helped me to understand that. And I kind of look at life as a DNA strand. I call it the helix principle. I have more family and friends in spirit than I do on the physical plane. And this is something I understood from a very early age. And it has to do with my placement in the family and my placement on the planet. I have chosen my path, and I've never wanted to take the easy road. I get bored very easily, as I am a triple gem. And I have gotten wiser through the years. However, I do look back and question some of my choices. But the reality is I didn't believe in my own power or in myself. I kind of grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family. Not in a true sense, probably in one of the worst senses, in that I wasn't allowed the expression. I was never allowed to be angry, or I was brought up by a different generation, much older generation. I truly believe that the year of 2017 has been a year when we've all been able to implement some of the most profound changes. I know for me, I have implemented some of the most profound changes in my life. And I would imagine that I can say that I've stepped up into my wisdom and into self-mastery. But it has not been an easy year for me. I miss so many people that used to be in my life and the life I once knew. I'm stepping into the last third of my life, no matter how I look at it. And I usually look at it with the 29-year cycles of Saturn. It has been an interesting journey so far, and I thank you so much for joining me along the way. I am so very, very happy to report that Gabby and Ellie are back here, right here by my side, and I have exited the shelter I was living in, and I'm living in temporary housing for now. It's beautiful. It's a dream come true. At times, I still feel frightened and uncertain about my future, but I do find myself going with the flow a little easier these days. And who knows where my journey will take me next. In the meantime, I am broadcasting from Stona, Arizona, and I work right next to a very powerful vortex. I would not have picked this, but I have been led by spirit. I'm here for now, but the now is not allowing me to broadcast at my normal times starting next week. This is my last show for 2017, and next month we'll be beginning our fourth season, and I'm very proud of that. This broadcast has been my passion. It has given me courage to keep moving forward. And for now, I'll be broadcasting in the mornings on Thursdays, I do believe at 8 a.m. Pacific time and 11 a.m. Eastern. I hope you will continue to join me each week for Lessons of the Universal Family. And remember, if you can't catch me live, you can always catch me in the archives anytime. And blessings, my friend. And once again, I want to thank you for joining me along my soul's journey. You know, in the past years, I've always used this show to talk about next year. And I think I'll be doing the same thing next week as well. And I'm going to try, because there was just a lot of information that has come through. I'm just really, really excited about what's been going on. I am working up in Boynton Canyon in a very exclusive area, and I'm working with some tremendous healers, and I'm just being called to work Thursday evenings. And so I'm just going to have to broadcast Thursday mornings in the meantime. Tuesdays and Thursdays are some of my power days, and we are just so very excited to be out of the shelter. And I did receive the kids back the day before Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve. So my dream came true this last week, getting Ellie and Gabby back. And so they're very excited to hear my radio voice and very excited that I'm on the air once again. As all of you know, I do like to start my show off with seven breaths. And so let's do that, and then let's talk about what I see coming for 2018, all right? All right, everybody, if you're multitasking, I'd like you to stop doing that right now. What you want to do is ground your feet to the ground, And if you're in a laying down position, I want you to feel your connection to the earth. All right. Hey, and if you're operating heavy machinery, you know, I'm always going to tell you, continue operating machinery and come back and listen to this part another time. This is Seven Breaths that was brought to us by White Buffalo Calf Woman. And what it does is helps me to tap into spirit. It helps you to tap in to me. And it helps us tap into the message that we will be receiving this evening. And so what you do is you take seven deep breaths. So you want to fill your solar plexus first, then your lower lungs, and then your upper lungs, right? And as you do that, I'll be saying the prayer. You want to hold your breath slightly for just one moment. And in this moment is when you can create manifestation. It is in between the breaths that we manifest. And then you want to exhale with some resistance, all right? And this is when you can personalize the prayer for yourself. So once again, feet flat on the ground. Stop your multitasking. And take your first breath. To the first breath is to the Great Spirit that gave me my first breath of life. Hold your breath. And exhale with some resistance. The second breath I take, Mother Gaia and all of her natural beauty. Hold your breath. And exhale. The third breath I take is to all my four-legged friends, my wing friends, my fin friends, my creepy crawlers, my slithers, my standing tall tree friends, my gem and mineral friends, and all my friends here on this planet Earth that have come here to teach me. Hold your breath. And exhale. The fourth breath I take is to all human tribes, past, present, and future. That would be seven tribes in the past and seven tribes to the future. Hold your breath. And exhale. The fifth breath I take is to my guides, masters, teachers, and the loved ones who surround us. Please guide us on our next path. Please show us the way and allow us to receive our answers. Hold your breath. And exhale. The sixth breath I take is to the six people, places, and things that most need your blessings at this time. Hold your breath. And the seventh breath I take is to the Great Spirit that makes us all one. Hold your breath. And exhale. That was Ellie in the background. She's let out a little sigh. It's pretty amazing, you guys. Thank you so much for being here this evening. The energy has been very interesting. We've got, it's very intense energy as we come into the new year. We have a full moon here on the West Coast, and I know the full moon really hits on the first and second, no matter, or it just matters where you are on the planet. And at the same time, Uranus is going to become in a very stationary position. And then we'll begin to move forward. And for the first time in a long time, we're going to have all planets moving in a forward motion. And so it has been said to me that the first 2 weeks of 2018 are probably the most powerful and some of the most important weeks we have this year. So it's like we have to kick off the new year and start running. And again, thank you everyone so much for joining me along this journey. 2017 has been a very, very challenging year. I have learned many lessons, and I feel much wiser because of it. And I've just been so grateful for this avenue of expression. blessings of the Universal Family, and I thank you all so much for joining me tonight. It's hard to believe that it's December 28th, and here I am in new temporary housing, and I have my children, my fur babies are back. They came home 2 days before Christmas, and it was my Christmas come true. And so there's a lot to talk about as we move into the new year next week and, or, you know, just in a few days. And I will talk a lot more about what we can expect in 2018 next week as well, because there's just a lot of information coming through. Because they did talk about this energy, they wanted me to really talk about the energy over the next week, over the next 2 weeks, and because it's just really important. Well, everybody, Ellie's here, and so is Gabby. Gabby was all over me as we started. So, you know, with Uranus dissolves things and destroys things and breaks down things that no longer serve us. And so it's, they've talked a lot about the illusion that it's like the mask is going to be coming off this next week, and we're going to see some very serious consequences that is associated with this energy of Uranus moving forward. Mercury just came out of retrograde, and so it is pretty amazing right now that we have all planets moving forward. But this is what's it's going to bring up issues that are coming to the surface with regards to our security, with regards to our needs and our desires. This is a super full moon this next week, and it's going to be in the sign of Cancer, bringing up some very old karmic issues. And so they talk about our own projections of our own belief systems that are bringing things up that we might not want to see or express, but the truth will be revealed with this energy. So we are being asked to let go of the illusion and that which is no longer serving, especially as we move into the new year and all the planets are moving in a forward motion. This new year will start off with a big bang, and you're going to need to be ready for the forward push that you will be receiving. The new year will bring another year of some pretty serious, heavy energy. And this energy is going to build throughout the year, it looks like. So what we do for, you know, our work will be a focus this year. And they were showing me parallel lives of the Great Depression and of the Industrial Age. And so all I know is that work, it will be a focus, no matter what you choose to put your energy to. We have not seen this kind of energy, really. Anybody who's listening to the show probably has never seen this kind of energy before, not in our lifetime. But what's important here is that we look to higher energy, higher vibrational frequencies, and what we want to align ourselves with. Not everyone is going to catch on with this energy, and you're going to need to put in the work if you want to reach your goals. This full moon is at 11 degrees of Cancer. I saw Carrie Samuels tonight had mentioned something about the New Year's will be an 11-day, a mastery number. And so this will be a crazy New Year's Day and the day that follows it as well. And that's because of the super full moon that's going to be hitting at the same time. So again, not the time to be drinking and driving. You want to be very careful with your sobriety at this time. But this is a time of manifestation. And so you really want to keep your emotions in balance with this new year. I can say that it's some people could get angry and stuff. There is times this year that you can actually see how this energy is going to be building, especially coming towards April. We've got some serious lineups And so it's just going to be very interesting to watch and see what really manifests, what really unfolds with this energy, and especially in the month of January. And January is very intense energy. And so I don't think we've had a new year like this or kicked a new year off like this as long as I can remember. But just understand that, you know, hi, Gabby. As the year ends, we'll see a lot of endings, especially in relationships. With this super full moon, and then throughout January, this energy, like I said, it's going to be very intense. And one of the reasons why is that we have a lunar eclipse coming, I do believe, at the very end of January, and it might be the 30th. And so the next full moon, the next full moon that we have is going to be a lunar eclipse. And it's also, we're going to have two full moons and a new moon in January. And they're all super moons, okay? And the super moon means that, and I think that this is going to be one of the closest moons to the planet. That's what the super moon is. It's bigger in the sky. And we have the sun in Capricorn now. And it's asking us to get to work towards the future that we desire, that we want. And so there's a lot of newness with this. And so whenever there's a tremendous amount of change, like I'm seeing here, people feel very uncomfortable with this energy. It's not energy. This is not energy to sit back on the couch. And it is energy to get out there and do things, all right? You really want to take advantage of this planetary movement forward, especially the first 2 weeks in January. And just know that change is never easy, and especially when our emotions are involved. And you know how it's a super full moon, so emotions are going to be high. So is the tide. So is the magnetic poles of the Earth. Definitely a time that you want to jump off the fence. I know I've been saying this for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, but just understand that there is action that is required with this energy. This energy is very intense, and some decisions that you need to make will not be easy. The next 2 weeks will put us, is asking us to put the pedal to the metal. It's time to go. And so a lot of people will be moving on to different realms, to different planes, passing over, especially by the end of January. And we're going to see that probably in the news as well. And just understand that this energy is very intense. We haven't had all planets moving forward in forever. And so, again, you really want to take advantage of this push that we are receiving. 2018 is going to bring a lot of focus to the Earth, to Mother Gaia herself, to her ecology. We could see many floods, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, and extreme weather events this year. And so they even mentioned volcano eruptions. Okay. And it's just Mother Earth is going to be balancing herself out this year. This is a number 2 year as far as I'm concerned. And so this has to do with partnership. And we're always in partnership with Mother Gaia. Okay. She's who grounds us, keeps us in balance. And so I think we could really see a lot more disasters just like we did last year. You know, one of the things we talked about was, you know, about staying away from microchipping. I think you want to be very careful before you allow a company to microchip you, okay? Because this is Big Brother. This is something that we've been talking about for 30 years. And the fact that people will even think about putting a microchip under their skin really bothers me. And I really want you to stay away from that if you can. They talked about a lot of volatility, especially in finances this year. This is a big push, something, again, we've been talking about for years, but it is about the institutions and the greedy ones wanting to take paper money away from us. We've known about this for a long time, and so there's going to be a real reality check with this, and we're all being faced, especially with our food supplies and pollution. And so I definitely saw this with GMOs. You know, you really want to stay away from that. We really do want to get back to growing our own food and getting closer to Mother Earth, not farther away. And one of the things they just, you know, I don't know if this comes up again or not, but, you know, I saw there could even be a meltdown of another nuclear power plant. But our oceans, especially the Pacific Ocean, is being very polluted, especially with plastics. And so we need to be more aware of our use, things that are not natural. And there's talk that our leaders, our governments, our institutions, our leaders, our CEOs, our executives, they need to be held accountable for their actions. And we're going to see a lot more scandals and secrets revealed, especially as this new year kicks off. This full moon is very psychic, so you want to pay attention to the messages you are receiving. This is a very important time to meditate and look towards your own creativity. For those of you that are creative, you will find that you'll have whole new avenues of expressions. So you really want to take the time to express your creativity. Emotional and practical security is definitely being highlighted with this full moon. And some people have even called it a revolutionary. There is a relationship that happened in the late 60s, okay, with the same lineups that we've got going this year. And again, most of us haven't even seen this energy in our lifetime. But there's this independence and freedom that is highlighted with this supermoon. So this is not a time to stay at home and to be comfortable. This is time to get out there and get things done and to move forward with any projects that you might have going on. And so understand that your freedom comes from your own creation and that we all create our own reality. This is quantum energy, and this is how we are going to create the future that we desire. And so that you are being asked to work with what is and to see where it takes you. And so I can say that that's what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going again at this time, but I am working at one of the most incredible vortexes. I'm not even 300 yards from one of the most powerful vortexes in Sedona. And I do sit and look back, I mean, look at it and just go, wow, I can't believe I'm here. But I have to go with the flow right now. And so that's why I'm going to be changing the show to a morning show for now. But I won't let them take away my creation, Lessons of the Universe of Family, because this is my passion and this is my reality. And so understand that your freedom comes from the same energy, from that which you create, okay? That's where you create your reality, is what they were saying. Understand that this is a very powerful year, and especially the first 2 weeks here. They seem to be the most powerful in some respects. And what a way to start out the new year. So you want to use this energy wisely. And this energy is really, you know, this. I know there's this Plutonian energy that's coming, and Chiron has something to do with it also, the wounded healer. And so this energy is going to continue to build and leading us to the year 2020. This is about your destiny. That's how serious. I mean, this is like, so I'm committed. I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to get the work done, to be of service wherever I need to be of service. The lineups are very interesting, and right now Jupiter, you know, moved into Scorpio about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, November. And so it all that has us all feeling things, okay? And understand that this is the underworld being revealed. We're being asked to step into our wisdom and to bring in the age of the Aquarius, the new paradigm. This is the shift. This is the end, really the end of a very major cycle. And so that's why a lot of people will choose to transition at this time. The Great American Eclipse is also associated with all the eclipses that we will be having in 2018. And that's probably what I'll be talking a little bit more about next week. I do believe we're going to have three eclipses in 2018. I'm not sure. Right now I can't tell you. Two of the eclipses are associated with the number 9. Which is the number associated with Mother Teresa. It's also associated with completions. But it is also about giving birth to a new spiritual form. There are as many things that are going to break down with this in this year. A lot of institutions, things will break down that haven't been cared for or have been out of alignment. Especially with regards to institutions. And, you know, this is the financial thing is what I'm seeing right now. And so we all need to keep the good and the good for all, okay, for all of humanity. That is really a big theme here, the good for all in our hearts. But in doing so, we must take care of ourselves first. And so this is a year of tremendous healing. And I do know that the vortex there where I'm working is, Gabriella, what are you doing? Gabby, you're going to cause a tremendous accident here. You're going to break down everything here. Oh, my gosh, excuse me. Oh, my gosh, Gabriella. Of course, in the middle of the show, you have to do this. Oh, of course, now you can get your foot out of there. Great. Yes, that could have been a disaster. So again, the Great American Eclipse that we experienced back in August 21st, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yes, the healed healer and healing ourselves first. There is a tremendous amount of healing associated this year. And as I was reading up on the vortexes this last week before or two, I found that the vortex that I'm working right next to, the one I'm working right next to, has to do with healing past wounds. It's considered to be very feminine, most feminine of all the vortexes of the four most powerful winds that are in Sedona. And it's really quite amazing to me that I should be right next to a vortex that is all about healing past wounds. I think that's pretty amazing. And a lot of people can't work where I work. People come and go from there because the energy is very intense. And so whatever you're reflecting, whatever your energy is, so if you're any bit negative or anything, it is reflected back at you. You must keep a very positive attitude when you're at the vortexes in Sedona. It's very important. I can see that. And that's one of the reasons why I think I'm there. That is very amazing, the people I've met and the lives I've been able to touch, just with a smile sometimes. Because some people weren't feeling it anymore and feel like they have lost their way. So it's been very interesting for me. But I think what's really important here is learning to take care of ourselves first, healing the past, all in our hearts. And when we heal the past, it brings more love into our hearts. Okay. humanity's evolution is happening. And this has been going on since the 12-12, and this is going to continue until 2020. This energy has been building since the 12-12-12, or 12-21-12, however you want to look at it, since the Mayan calendar. And for me, the understanding there was that the Mayan calendar, it wasn't the end, per se, it was just the beginning of a new life, a new way. But what's important is that we stop bargaining our lives away. We need to establish new relationships through ourselves. And when we do this, we're going to find that there's this year, a lot of us are going to find that we have to re-identify ourselves, because we won't be the same person we used to be. Our work, if we're not where we should be or doing what we should be, there's just going to be a lot of questions, okay? And especially where you're going in your life. A lot of transition this year. I knew this last year too. So a lot of people will be moving again this year, same as we saw last year. Understand that this is very deep and profound energy. But what's really important here is to take responsibility for yourself. Nobody is really going to help you. The government, you know, if we had natural disasters, they're not going to be there as they have not been there through some of the disasters that we've had this year. So it's really about helping each other and really getting back down to what's important. And, you know, as I always like to talk about, where we can make a difference in the world is in our community. Checking in on people, growing community gardens, doing things to get back to nature. But what's really important here is to take responsibility for yourself. And this has a lot to do with that, your attitude as well. There's going to be a lot of reorganizations on many different levels. And then just understand that this is part of the creative process in our evolution. It doesn't mean I like all that's going on in the world, but I do know that there needs to be some tremendous change. And it's never comfortable, and usually it's never easy. And so a lot of the outer planets this year, in 2018, are going to be making changes. The outer planets stay in constellations for a long period of time, as to where the moon, you know, transits almost every 2.5 days. It moves into a different sign. Well, the sun, of course, takes a year, and Mercury, you know, takes its time, and Venus its time. So they move much more quickly, and so does Mars for that fact. But when we start talking about Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus, Neptune, they're all making changes this year. So again, there's just, we really have to pay attention to depression, and because there are a lot of planets that are changing that are in Scorpio, we have a lot of water and earth energy going on. A lot of planets in Aries, and this is going, you know, this is the new, this is new ideas. And then we have a lot of them in Scorpio this year. And so this is about, you know, revealing the deep, dark secrets, things that will come to the surface. But just understand that our reality is changing. And no matter what, this is going to take emotional courage. No matter what is dissolving right in front of us, because that's what Uranus will do. Just understand that what is not, what's not working for you probably will disappear from your life. And this will take time. And it takes time to process these energies as well. Change doesn't happen overnight. So, again, you need to be gentle with yourself and just see where this energy is going to take you, okay? With the eclipses, we see many transitions. And this is really how we're going to start off the new year. And I can tell you, by some of this will become very evident by the time we get to the end of January. Yes, Gabriella. You'll need to make some major changes this year if you're going to survive. And it's important that you remain centered and balanced through these changes. Because it's easy with the Scorpion energy to, you know, to get angered, to get out of balance, to get very emotional. And we've got some incredible eclipse energies, and we've got incredible super full moons, and some incredible alignments that are going to happen this year. And one of those relationships, and so for me, 2018, 8, 9, 10, 11, so it is an 11 year, and wow, but I also see it as a number 2 year too. But now I see why Carrie Salmon said it was 2018. I never really realized that it was an 11 year. But one of the relationships that's going to change, so obviously we're all going to be stepping into our mastery, into wisdom. Yes, Gabriella. Yes. I'm so grateful to have you back on the air with me. You guys, it's so wonderful. As soon as they got dropped off, it was like my life was normal again. And not that I've ever had a normal life, but I can tell you that this has just been a tremendous week. I think Ellie had more adjustments to make than Gabby. Gabby just walked in and said, I'm home. And it's just so great to have my kids back, you guys. It's the greatest present I could have had this Christmas. And, you know, I did create a vision board. And I found this picture that looked just like Ellie out of Martha Stewart. And it was a Christmas tree, which I didn't get to have this year. But it was a Yorkie sitting under a Christmas tree. And then I found a picture that looked very similar to my cat. And you put that on our vision board. And within 1 week of posting it on my vision board, it all came true. They work. It's a great time this new year, because this new year is about manifestation. So great time to do your vision boards. New Year's is always a great time. Stay home and do your vision boards. But anyway, they talked about the relationship with money that is going to be changing this year. And I definitely see, you know, greed is going to come to the surface. I think that we're going to find out about money that's being laundered. But they also, you know, there's a lot of talk about the cryptocurrency and turning money into electronic currency. Again, this is going to cause a collapse in the financial institutions. So it's important to see the collective here and to see our relationship to all, to humanity. This is about global citizenship, big. So I have a feeling that we're going to see other countries have falls in their financial institutions as well. And understand that this also could lead to, I can see this in April, there's some real lineups in April, and I think again in August or September, and I'll talk more about that next week, but, you know, there is always an indication that this could lead to war if we're not focused on self-love. This is the shift of the paradigm, and understand that many things have been distorted. So it's really time to work towards healing and global healing and healing the planet and doing things more in line with Mother Earth, staying close to nature, learning how to grow our own foods, take responsibility, stay away from GMOs, stay away from microchipping, stay away from things that want to take away your paper money as well. Okay, but also in healing ourselves, in the individual healing, this is also healing the divine. This is the divine feminine. This is, you know, a year, and I saw Carrie Samuel say this, a year of light and dark. We've got a real dichotomy going on here again, the pole of the masculine and the feminine. And, you know, the same with the banking situation. There's this real pull here. Some people holding on to the ground that they have. And Gabriella, everybody knows you're here. I love you. So again, there's some real dichotomies that are playing out this year. But just understand, if we just focus on ourselves and take responsibility for our own healing, for our own health, to do things better for ourselves, that we're also healing the planet. And we're also healing spirit, the divine. And just know that many changes will come through courage and necessity. You will be asked to detach from that which is not serving. You're going to be asked to let go again. Even though we thought we let go of a lot this year, there's a real theme here. And again, how can you be of service to humanity? This is part of our evolution, our humanity, global citizenship, and the evolution of our planet. But because, you know, this Scorpio thing, you know, so the light and the dark of that is that you're going to see a lot more synchronicities. And this is going to help you on your journey. So pay attention. Many of us have been disillusioned at what we're seeing in the world at this time. But understand that this is all part of the shift. So what's important here is not to lose hope for tomorrow. And just know that you've chosen to be here at this time of tremendous change. Your purpose and direction will need to be re-examined. And this is about taking back your power. This is a phase of tremendous change that will create many breakthroughs. And in doing so, there will be power struggles as well. Again, I think I lost my place here. All right. Well, I seem to have really... That's so funny because they're just showing me the eclipse energy again. Let's see. Again, there's a tremendous amount of healing that can take place this year. And you just don't want to lose hope for tomorrow. And just know that you've chosen to be here. We all have. There's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered this year. And again, this is all leading up to 2020. So some questions will go unanswered until they are answered. And so just know that you're gonna have new questions this year. And it's just going to be interesting to see how things will really work out. But they will. And so one of the things they really wanted me to talk about, again, is a new leadership appearing, is going to be appearing when needed. And this has to do with the youth, that we could see some tremendous breakthroughs in technology this year, especially in ecology, in ways of cleaning up pollution, okay? And so, you know, we've had a lot of tension going on over the past 2.5 months is what they're showing me right now, but, this was Mercury going back and forth over Saturn. This was communication, the tension that was being played out with Saturn. And so this energy is also the same energy that is addressing the financial tensions too. And one of the things they showed me is that, you know, in Sonoma we had these incredible fires, and so people have put a lot of security in their home, thinking that their home would bring them security. That real estate will maintain its value. And they just showed me how there is no value when it's burned to the ground. And I think maybe that's because insurance companies won't be paying off. And it's like, again, taking responsibility. And so that's one of the things they showed me. It's that you can't have your security in physical things. It must be in the love in your heart and in your own healing. But we could really see some tremendous breakthroughs, especially with the youth. And so we need to embrace some of the new ideas that are coming forward. But you can see also that this there could be some real corporate takeovers is all part of the old power struggle. So I won't be surprised if we might not see some of that as well, the dark and the light. This year is going to be very interesting. We are going to master a few things, though. But I do know that it's going to bring about new healing modalities. I think that we're going to see some real disillusionment in our medical system here in the Americas. And so I want you to stay open to new modalities for healing as well. And those of you that are in the healing arts, I think that there is going to be a turn this year in the fact that, you know, be ready for more work. Because there's something that's going to happen in how we deal with healing. And I see this in healing modalities. You know, I've been working with Deborah King now for 5 years. And I just think that we're going to see a lot more healing energy, healers being accepted for what they do, and not so much dependence on a pill that isn't really going to make you well, but more of an interest and on taking responsibility for our own health and looking to alternative modalities in healing. I think there's going to be new breakthroughs in this area this year. So all of you in the healing arts, you know, get prepared, because there could be something that could definitely happen that could bring more business to your door, and that you could take on more credibility, and maybe it's this that we're going to prove for what we do, right? But this is all, again, this is all energy that is moving us forward to new cooperation, and it's going to be coming through. We're going to see something between now and 2020 that's really going to change. Oh, I'm sorry. Healing modalities. I see a lot of change in that area. But in the meantime, in this year, there's going to take some real integration of this new information as well. So integration is what's going to take place in the meantime. And so understand that this will take courage for yourself, and it will also take compassion for others. This time of fallouts will continue through 2018. And so one of the things I know, and I really feel this to be true, they talk about self-actualization will reach new levels of reckoning. And I just see it in our youth. I see it in people. You know, the dysfunctional patterns are really starting to fall away because people are coming into their hearts. And just understand that when we try to manipulate any situation, you will not create what you desire, but you'll only fragment your energy. And the manipulation will not create what you desire, but only fragment your energy. And so, again, it has to do with going with the flow on this. Just know that there's a tremendous amount of healing that can take place, but it's really going to start with grassroots movements. And we're going to see a lot more grassroots movements that will increase throughout the year and as we move towards 2020. And this is how we can help more people. We can help more people by working in our own communities than we can by trying to create institutions, okay? Or looking to institutions to help us. But know that there's going to be a real push and pull here, that we're going to see the greedy that will be trying to take our money system away from us. This is about security, and this is about shared money. And just understand that there will be consequences as a result of this greed. Understand that Mother Earth can really, Mother Gaia can really bring balance to herself. And she does this sometimes through natural disasters. And so that's one of the reasons why we could see a lot more natural disasters this year. And so it's gonna ruin our faith in the system, because the system isn't gonna be able to help us. And you know, again, use this energy of January to push yourself forward, especially in your work, because Mars is going to go retrograde later this year. Venus is going to go retrograde. There, of course, Mercury will go retrograde 3 times this year. So understand that we're not going to have so many planets moving forward. Excuse me. Mars only goes retrograde, I think, about every 3 years. Venus goes retrograde about every 18 months. And when Mars goes retrograde later this year, this is what I'm talking about. Things and institutions could really collapse with this energy. But just understand, again, this isn't about the healing modalities. Magnetic fields can heal the world. And I look at, I'm sitting at a vortex, okay? I just know it's so important that I keep my energy high, that I keep my attitude high. And in doing so, I'm healing the world, okay? In healing myself, I'm healing the environment around me. And I'm also making a difference in the people around me, in the planet around me, okay? Just understand that there's going to be some tremendous energy shifts and a lot of transformation this year. And understand in doing so that things could really fall apart in the meantime. And just understand that whatever you're working on, these are the seeds that you're planting. This is the beginning of a new cycle. So you really want to use this energy. What seeds are you planting? This is about allowance and acceptance, allowing other people to be and accepting other people as they are. There's going to be a lot of transformation and a lot of transcending and people leaving this realm as well. Just remember that we have chosen to come to this planet at this time. And so keep that in mind. It's really... Dysfunctional families will be brought to light in 2018. I don't know if we're going to find out that there's more dysfunction in some of the public families, or we're just going to see dysfunction falling to the wayside in a lot of families. But just understand that we will heal through loving ourselves and healing our own wounds. That's what's ahead. That, just know that those of us, the healers, those of us who have been practicing energy medicine, those of us that are ahead of the curve, we're going to be here too, because we will have experience. And so we will be asked to help others this year. Big part of that. And so know that higher consciousness is not just all about joy and bliss. It is about seeing our souls in different lights. So again, this has to do with re-identifying, reorganization. It's like looking at ourselves in a different light as well. I know I saw Helen Mirren say something online the other day. It's like acting is not in a mirror. It's from within. And it's the same is true about us. Looking in the mirror isn't really how we're going to see who we are. It's really just learning to see our souls in a different light. But what's really important here is to allow your feelings to be and to release those feelings, to allow them to come to the surface and let them go. We as individuals are being reconstructed just as our society is as well. Change is life. So what's really important here is to remember to stay focused and balanced, okay? To stay grounded to Mother Earth. Remember who you are and why you came here now. Remember why you reincarnated at this time of tremendous change. This is the spark that will create the flame. And, I know I was asked this week, this sixth prophecy, that the flame would only become an ember, and then one day the flame would blow again, and the flame would be reignited in the hearts of the rainbow family in all colors, all right? So I think this is where the tolerance and acceptance is really important. This is about becoming a global citizen, and understanding that love is love. And when there's love in the heart, that's what really matters, okay? I think that April is going to be a very important month. And I think what's important to know and remember now about that is that it's very important to look to right action and how we can be of service. We are all learning lessons of enlightenment at this time. And what's important here is to think outside the box and to take self-care. It is important to quiet the mind. It is important to meditate and to listen to the messages that you are receiving. But understand that love is the key here, and this is the new spiritual awakening, and it's through love. And the love starts within our hearts. But this change that we are going to be experiencing in 2008, you know, 11-year, a year of mastery, this is about healing our past traumas. And you're being asked to remember who you came here to be. Chiron and Saturn will both be going retrograde in April, and Chiron is the wounded healer, and Saturn is our greatest teacher. Okay, challenges and growth, but he's a taskmaster. So I don't know what is going to be revealed in April, but I just know it could be volatile. That's when we could see wars break out and stuff. This is about love in our heart, being tolerant and accepting. Excuse me for a moment. Thank you, too. Self-development and developing a stronger identity is important to our own survival. It's really, again, about healing yourself, because this is what's going to heal the planet and the world. But it's time to put action into what we have learned. And you'll want to think outside of the box with this energy. Again, self-care is so important. It's really easy to burn out with this energy, just like it is working at the vortex I'm working at. If I don't stay in balance and keep loving my heart and keep my attitude in the high side, the vortex, all it does is give you back your own energy. But I kind of see, like, you know, if we're going to see some natural disasters and stuff, I just see a lot of vortexes opening, portals opening this year. So again, it's, you know, this is where your challenge is going to be, is keeping your energy high and not burning out with this energy. It's really important. Self-care, self-love. It's very important. Taking responsibility for your own actions, not blaming others, looking to your magnetic field. What imprint are you leaving? There is going to be a lot of energy that is squaring up this year with the Chiron and Saturn energy. And so it seems like each planet is going to take a turn. And so there's a tremendous amount of fire that is associated with this energy. Just saying, we could see another year of tremendous fires. But then this is where I saw we also could see something like a meltdown as well of another nuclear power plant or something. They also reminded me of volcanic energy could also be pretty high this year. But just understand that your security cannot be found in a home that's burned to the ground. We have a choice to turn things around in our life, and that's what this energy is all about. This is about the fourfold flame, is what they were talking about. So it's really important to honor others and their path. We could see some very revolutionary action and new pioneers being born out of this energy. And we haven't seen this Chiron energy. We haven't seen this energy since the Great Depression. And this is kind of how people got out of the Great Depression. They just went to work. They found ways. They found ways. And we're going to need to just allow this energy to unfold this year, because this energy is going to continue to build until 2020. But just understand that through 2018, you know, 11 year, a mastery year, by the time this year ends, we will have a better understanding of where we're going. I want you to look towards April to see what changes do take place. This could be just, you know, moving from sadness to anger. This could be revolutionary action. This could be enough to get you off the couch to do something about something that's been bothering you for a long time. There could be some very radical changes to governments, to institutions, and to structures that melt down. This is the energy of fire and water in combination. So that's kind of where I got the meltdown thing. But I think, you know, what's really important here is to look for hope in the new year, to follow your intuition and your inner feelings. There's going to be a lot of parallels that are going to be revealed. And understand that modern history could repeat itself. And we could find all kinds of new things that will assist us in our living in new technology, in magnetic fields. Magnetic fields, magnetics, and vibrational frequencies. There could be some new natural laws that could be discovered with this energy. But what's really important here is to have faith, to hope, and to surrender to the flow. But I think what's really important here is to keep loving your heart and to have tolerance for all humanity, because that is what's important. 2018 looks to be a mastery year for all of us. And so it'll be very interesting to see what we need to master this year. But I think what's really important is to look towards our grassroots and to see where we can make a difference in this world. Go with God, walk in peace, and so it is. I thank you all so much for joining me this evening. And if you'd like to dial in and ask any questions, just dial 646-478-3085. And remember to press 1 to be put into the queue. I am a little melancholy, I have to admit, because this will be my last Thursday evening broadcast. I hope all of you that have been listening will listen to me as I probably will be broadcasting. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm on mountain time here right now and it'll switch. But so it might be 9 o'clock mountain time, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock New York time. So I'll put it on Facebook. You guys, please just, you know, keep watching. I am switching the hours of Lessons of the Universal Family for now into the mornings, because I have to work at the Vortex in the evenings on Thursdays. And this show has been my passion, and I just absolutely love bringing the information to you each week. It has helped me grow in my own life. And I have been so very blessed this Christmas with having a new roof over my head and to have the kids back. It's been really, really incredible. And I can't thank you enough for joining me along this journey. If you'd like to call in and get a short reading or to ask any questions, again, just dial 646-478-3085. And remember to press 1 to be put into the queue. So, again, it's really important, I think, to share, you guys, to just recognize that we have all this tremendous energy as Uranus is going to go, it's going to go stationary and go forward, right, with this super full moon that's going to hit right on New Year's Day. We have an eclipse coming by the end of January, and the moon is just as close as it's going to be to the planet, I do believe, this month. This year is going to have, I do believe we have 3 eclipses coming up. And it's a time of tremendous change and time of tremendous revolution as well. They're calling it really a dark and light year. I think we're going to see a little bit of everything, just like we do every year. But again, it's a mastery year. I've just been calling it a number 2 year for the all last year. I never really realized that it is an 11 year, a year of mastery. And I think what's really important, I'm eating a little piece of chocolate, son, is that it is a year of self-mastery, because healing starts from within. And healing ourselves, and healing our past traumas, this is how we can heal the planet, heal the world, heal our community. And it's just going to be interesting to see with all these planets that are visiting in Scorpio. We're just going to see a lot more secrets revealed. You know, they have talked a lot about the cryptocurrency, which I really don't know much about. I do know friends have been involved in it for a while, and I don't know how that's going to work out. But they did talk about microchipping to stay away from it. And they also talked about, you know, holding on to our paper money system, not to allow our money to become electronic. There's something that's really wrong about this. I think it has to do with what we're going to see the institutions, the financial institutions, that it's like something's going to be exposed in this area. And I'm not sure how that works, but and it all has to do with where we put our security. And so, again, I just, you know, I see a lot more natural disasters again for this year. Mother Earth is going to be balancing herself out. And I always like to say, like George Carlin, we're nothing more than a bad case of fleas. And so if Mother Earth needs to balance herself out, she will. And it's just, I just see that we're going to have some tremendous breakthroughs in the healing modalities. But I also see that, you know, some of our youth, I think we're going to see some tremendous healing in our ecological system. It's really important. They made it very clear that we should stay away from GMOs, that we need to be growing our own food and getting back to grassroots, getting back to our communities, and living closer to the planet. In doing so, we heal the planet. We take out responsibility for ourselves. We're helping others. And so it's really important that, you know, we try to get back to the old-fashioned way, in many respects, the old-fashioned way of doing things. We really, really need to stop polluting our planet. We need to look at the plastics that we're using. And I think, you know, this is where maybe some kids might come up with some great ideas. But we are polluting our ocean. Our oceans are dying. And it's, I think this is one of the things that's going to become evident this year. Fukushima has been melting. It's still melting down. And so hopefully we will have some breakthroughs in that area as to how we can turn that around. Let's see what we should do this evening. I have a few of you on the line, but no one has raised their hands as of yet. Let's see. I did walk away from the studio for just a second. Happy New Year, everyone. Merry Christmas. I know it was an interesting show last week, as my brother put it. I was not feeling very well. I went to a potluck that day at work, and something really didn't agree with me. So, but we, in the last week, we moved into a new place, and I'm just so very grateful to have the animals back. Gabby's right here staring at me, and Ellie is sitting on the back of a couch looking right at me. And it's as soon as they walked in the door, it was like life was normal again. I haven't had the feeling, and I'm just so very, very grateful to be able to bring this broadcast to you. Thank you all so much for listening. This is my third year. And so as I start the show on January next week, it'll be the beginning of my fourth season. And this has been my passion. And it has brought me a lot of peace and joy. And so have all of you who have followed me along my journey. I can't thank you enough. It's pretty amazing where I am on the planet right now. As I've told you, I'm working at probably one of the most powerful vortexes here in Sedona. There's a rock formation right outside my office called the Kachina Woman, and she looks down on the vortex. And I will find time as the year moves forward to start taking more pictures and to just start recording some of the beauty that surrounds me and of the kids. And It's been very hard. I really haven't had internet access where I was being very restricted, and there is no internet access up in the vortex. There are no cell towers. There is no the airspace is closed because of the ancient ruins. The canyon in which I work dates back 13 million years, and that's how it, at one time it was underwater, and that's how it was formed. The beauty is just unbelievable, majestic, and I guess would be another way to say it. And I would have never picked to come here. Spirit led me here, so I am just following each day as it comes. And so, again, thank you so much for joining me. Here, I'm going to open my book, Begin It Now, because it is the new year. And this book that I really love, it was written by Susan Hayward. It's kind of a handwritten book. And so this book is You Have a Purpose, is what it says. Begin It Now. This is the sequel to another book that I love to use as well, called The Guide for the Advanced Soul. And so Begin It Now says to what you do is you hold the vision clearly in your mind and open this book to any page to discover the direction you seek. Oh, and then I just look up, and I have one of these things I just love. I've been carrying it with me on my road travels. It's called Planetary Balance. And I should try to recreate it. It is a very ancient form. I don't even know if it says on the back of this. It is. No, it's blank. It's just called Planetary Balance. It was given to me in Sonoma. Thank you, Dave Carter. All right, so let's hold the vision in your mind of your purpose and what you should put your focus to now. And it came to this one. The creative individual not only respects the irrational in himself, but courts the most promising source of novelty in his own thought. The creative person is more primitive and more cultured, more destructive, more constructive, crazier and saner than the average person. I love that. They can because they think they can. Remember, though, that nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education alone will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Nice words. Happy New Year, everyone. And thank you so much for joining me along this journey. It's just been a very special night. I just feel very, very good about the message that came through. And next week, I will be broadcasting in the morning. But understand that I'm going to talk a little bit more about the eclipses next year. And I will be talking more about what we can anticipate for 2018. It's really been my joy to broadcast during the prime time that I do. And I thank you all so much. So now I'm opening the guide to the advanced soul. And it says, Paramahansa Yogananda. Life has a brighter side and a dark side. For the world of relativity is composed of light and shadows. If you permit your thoughts to dwell on evil, you yourself will become ugly. Look only for the good in everything that you absorb, the quality of beauty. Things most yielding can overcome that which is most hard. being substanceless, it can enter in even where there is no crevice. That is how I know the value of action, which is actionless, but that there can be teaching without words. Value in action, which is actionless. Few indeed can understand that the yielding conquers the resistant and the soft conquers the hard. In fact, known by all, but utilized by none. Again, thank you everyone so much for joining me this evening. And I want to thank all of you for following me on this journey. And I am so very, very grateful to be able to bring this show to you each week. So please, please catch me next week. I'll be broadcasting 8 o'clock Pacific, 8 a.m. Pacific time and 11 a.m. New York time. And once again, I always like to thank Sierra Neblina and the Galactic U Radio Network family, who have been so kind and gracious to me, allowing me this avenue of expression through this show, Lessons of the Universal Family, here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you can catch me live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time and 11 a.m. Eastern. And until next time, reach for the stars. Good night, everyone. So wrong. Reach for the stars. I have a caller that's called in. Let's see what you have to say. This is Kim, and I always like to ask your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Kim. My name is Nietzsche. I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your first name again?
Sure. It's Nietzsche, pronounced, it's like N-I-T-U.
How beautiful.
Thank you.
Called in before.
No, this is actually my first time calling in.
And so, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I was wondering, so how does this show work? Do I ask, like I had a question about my Geronium career. Can I ask a question like that, or?
Oh, yeah, you sure can.
Okay, perfect. So I was just curious to see if you see a new job coming up for me.
You know what, I do. And so it's really important, you know, and of course, whenever I take your call, I'm always going to ask you to go back and listen to the replay. But the first 2 weeks here after the new year are really important. We have all the planets are moving forward. And this is the greatest push you could have towards a new career right now or a new job if that's what you're looking for. But this year is going to be 2018 is about self-mastery, and it is all about work. And so if you haven't been happy in your work or haven't been able to find work, it's really important right now to get out there, especially right after the new year. Within the first 2 weeks, you have more chance of getting a new job than any other part of the year, because all these planets are moving forward in your and are going to give you a big push. So you know, do you have a resume that you've got put together? What kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I'm actually I'm looking for program management. And the reason, I guess, for my call is, like, I did get an offer, but I want to make sure if it's, like, a good move or not, because I have a stable job right now, and I don't want to, like, leave a stable job, and it ends up being the other job's not stable. But I just was seeing if you could pick mm-hmm. everything around that, if it would be a good move for me.
Yeah, I think it is a good move for you. I think that you haven't been happy in the job that
mm-hmm.
you have, and that's really going to come back on you twofold if you don't make this move. I feel like this new job is really going to, you're going to learn more, and I feel like you're just going to be able to make a difference. I don't know how it is different, but what they're showing me is like that you actually will be able to make more of a difference in people's lives with this new job. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah, definitely.
So I really think that you're gonna come home feeling a lot better about what you did in the day. So I really feel good about this. And I don't know. They're showing me the letter A, and I don't know if there's an Alex there or somebody with the letter A. This
okay.
person is very strong, and I really feel like you can trust them. So I really they stand on their own two feet, and they're true to their word. So
okay,
get a letter of intention if you feel there's nothing wrong with asking for a letter of intention, and that is that they are going to hire you and for a certain amount, and feel free that I think you could really negotiate a nice position here. I feel very good about
okay.
it. And it's really
okay.
important that I think that you make this move right away. You don't want to
okay.
float because the first 2 weeks in January are the most important as far as moving forward in your career. So
okay.
I feel really good about it.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I just wanted a little bit of insight on that, you know.
Okay.
So I really appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and look
thank
for the
you.
A name. Whoever's got that, Alex or Alan. I'm feeling
okay.
more of a male energy, but it could be like Adrian too. And that can
okay.
go either way. But I like this A person because they're true to their word, and that's going to be very important to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate
all right.
it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Hey, everyone. That was kind of cool. I got to take a call. And so how exciting. And I know I normally don't, but it was way cool. I know I put my closing music on, but I'm really glad I took that call. Again, the same is true for all of you. Just remember to use this energy. This first 2 weeks in January is very, very important. And I'm going to send you blessings and Happy New Year to all of you. I'll see you next week in the morning. Call in again. I'll be broadcasting, I do believe, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. New York time, all right? All right, everyone. Again, till next time, reach for the stars. Good night.